So today we celebrate, on February 23rd, St. Polycarp, bishop and martyr, who died in 155. He was bishop of Smyrna. Smyrna is one of those ancient cities that are mentioned in the book of Revelation, or Apocalypse, where St. John addresses the letter to the angels or the bishops of these dioceses, these ancient dioceses. And Smyrna is right across the Aegean Sea from Athens, Greece, so it would be in modern-day Turkey. So he's a martyr. There's a beautiful letter that was written by the church of Smyrna, who were present at his martyrdom. It says, "When the pyre was ready, Polycarp took off all his clothes and loosened his undergarment." So the pyre is a pile of combustible material that they're putting him on. They're going to burn him. "There and then he was surrounded by the material for the pyre. When they tried to fasten him also with nails, he said, 'Leave me as I am. The one who gives me strength to endure the fire will also give me strength to stay quite still on the pyre, even without the precaution of your nails.' So they did not fix him to the pyre with nails, but only fastened him instead. Bound as he was, with hands behind his back, he stood like a mighty ram, chosen out for sacrifice from a great flock, a worthy victim made ready to be offered to God. Looking up to heaven, he said, 'Lord Almighty God, Father of your beloved and blessed Son, Jesus Christ, through whom we have come to the knowledge of yourself, God of angels, of powers, of all creation, of all the race of saints who live in your sight, I bless you for judging me worthy of this day, this hour, so that in the company of the martyrs I may share the cup of Christ, your anointed one, and so rise again to eternal life in soul and body, immortal through the power of the Holy Spirit.'" And the prayer goes on, prayer of praise and thanksgiving. And the letter continues. "When he had said amen and finished the prayer, the officials at the pyre lit it. But when a great flame burst out, those of us privileged to see it witnessed a strange and wonderful thing. Indeed, we have been spared in order to tell the story to others. Like a ship's sail swelling in the wind, the flame became, as it were, a dome encircling the martyr's body, surrounded by the fire. His body was like bread that is baked, or gold and silver white hot in a furnace, not like flesh that has been burnt. So sweet a fragrance came to us that it was like that of burning incense or some other costly and sweet-smelling gum." So that's from our morning readings for the Office of Readings. Let us look again at the collect, today's collect. See, what grace are we praying for on this feast of St. Polycarp? God of all creation, who are pleased to give the bishop, St. Polycarp, a place in the company of the martyrs, grant through his intercession that sharing with him in the chalice of Christ, we may rise through the Holy Spirit to eternal life.